Carousel Radio presents
Bite Size.
Here is a sketch from the Carousel Punchlines comedy project.
I am Mr. Bloodswary. I am the caretaker of this graveyard. You may be wondering yourselves, why am I in a graveyard after dark? I was sleeping in the grave earlier on, and like my swoop down and stolen my keys. The trouble is, I don't know where they are. Oh, when I find that magpie, I'm getting my keys back. You may be asking yourselves, why am I a caretaker of this graveyard having previous jobs and a few mishaps? The first job I had was a baker. I used to bake crushed bread twice a day. I bloody loved that job anyway. Until a girl bit me hair in the oven. All my hair was bit off my head. That blooming Mavis. So I got sacked from that job and got a job in the library. It was a lovely job, that was. Taking care of all the books. Until that blooming Mavis came again. She took a book off the shelves, ran out of the library without checking it out. So I ran after her, and I went flying through the air and landed on my back. Went straight for the floorboards. So I got sacked from that job as well. It was a lovely job working at the zoo, until that Mavis came along. One day Mavis unlocked the bear cage and asked it, "Oi, sort that cage, the bear will escape soon." Mr. Bear chased me round the zoo, licking its lips. I said, "Mr. Bear, will you put your mouth down? Mr. Bear, I am not your dinner today." And so you see, that bear was licking its lips at Mavis, so I quickly ducked out of the way, and that bear attacks Mavis. But oh, she deserved that for messing around in the bear cage. Hope she's learnt a lesson by now. Never open cages when bears are hungry. So I left that job and got the job in the graveyard. And I must go and find my keys. If I'm home late, my dinner will be burnt. Oh, and that reminds me. God knows what Mavis will say when I get in. Will she be absolutely furious? And she'll say, "What time do you call this then?" And would you believe it, I married that Mavis in the end. After all, I went through to get my keys back. So you see, dear friends, she left that bloody magpie's cage open as well. And I'll say, next time, look at that cage.